Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
This is, again, not a meeting to select the city manager. This is a meeting to select final interviews. This might be the most important decision this council makes, to select such an important leader with this much responsibility and accountability to the public.
A point of order, if there are any candidates present in the room or in the building, even though I know this is a public meeting, I think it would be appropriate for them to depart.
Okay, understood. There is one candidate in the room, Mr. Spears, I believe, is here. And if you don't mind stepping out of the room to allow for free discussion, that would be helpful. Thank you, sir.
All right. So this is the Milton City Council Executive Committee meeting, where the goal of the meeting, as you heard Heather Lindsay, the mayor, state, was not to pick a new city manager, but to pick a group of finalists. They had already gone from the wide open application phase and culled down to 8 or 9 that they had wanted to interview over Zoom with pre-planned questions. And then this was after that meeting. They were going to come back and pick 2 or maybe 3 finalists to have for in-person interviews and then make a job offer in order to replace Randy Jorgensen, who is retiring. I think it's September, if I remember correctly. It's coming up pretty soon anyway. So, but instead of that, Marilyn Farrow decides to say, I don't think we need to even have another meeting. I know who I want.
I actually thought that there was one stellar candidate that stood out above them all. And it potentially could be a situation where we just select that one candidate. Can we go ahead and choose him now?
You can make a motion, ma'am.
Well, I have a comment. First, if you'd like.
Well, I'd like to make a motion that we consider Scott Collins and just move forward with that and invite him to our meeting on July 11th.
So the drama in this case is not so overt. It's all in the backstory. The backstory is this. You have the Pitchfork Posse people who always come up and complain about the wastewater treatment plant and other things, okay? But Marilyn Farrow is kind of thrown in with them, and their enemy is Randy Jorgensen, the current city manager. In their view, their enemy is. And also his sort of person he has been mentoring and planning, I would imagine, to kind of replace him, which is Ed Spears. Ed Spears as the director of economic development. And I always call him the assistant city manager. That might not be his official title, but that's how I think of him. And he's one of the candidates. He was the one that she asked to leave the room because they wanted to talk about him and go through this process. Now, this is an effort by her, and I think by her an extension, them, the Pitchfork Posse, to any way possible make sure it's not Ed Spears. That's their goal, okay? And because, you know, in any way they can do that. And so if they can maneuver him entirely out of the process and just skip the possibility that he might do well in an in-person interview and Scott Collins might do poorly in an in-person interview and then people might want to change their minds, they're going to do it. And so getting him out of the room, which is in and of itself not that big of a deal, but then getting the vote to go from not just to 2 or 3 but to go to 1, I mean, that's smart politics. It just is. So Jeff Snow is the one who tries to interrupt and says, you know, I'd like to hear from some other people. You know, I'd like to have other options.
We've been in this process before, at least a couple of us have been, and I would like to hear them in person. I don't think that's rushing or asking to bring in and let people, whether we choose two or three, to speak.
Yeah, and the idea there, I mean, is purely a matter of we'd like to meet them before we decide. And on the basis of this one pre-scripted interview set of questions that we did over Zoom, it seems like a bit much to just assume that we're going to go from that to hiring somebody. I mean, they are going to have them in for an interview, but when you don't have any other candidates, if you then decide that you want to interview somebody else, it's kind of weird. It'd almost be like they'd have to back out at that point. So he's saying, this process, you know, let's work on this process a little bit more. So he proposes Ed Spears and also Scott Collins. I'll tell you how that went in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And this is brought to you by the ECUA. There's a disabled vehicle in the shoulder in front of a rest stop just before exit 31. This is I-10 eastbound in Milton. Out of the roadway, parked at a weird angle, so certainly be careful. And again, brought to you by Escambia County Utility Authority. ECUA Bulkway Service is now a call-for pickup. They used to just pick it up on your garbage day, but now you have to call by 2 p.m. the day before your normal service day, and they'll get it then. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. And this is traffic on the five. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, actually speaking about that, my wife and I take walks every day, right? And we notice in our neighborhood that there's a dishwasher that somebody had put out like a week ago to go out with the trash.
Oh, yeah, the state flower of Pensacola.
Yeah,
Dude, it is.
The dishwasher is still there because, and both of us were like, you got a call now. I mean, you know, that's how that works. They don't just automatically pick it up. So good note on that. Anyway, back to the Milton City Council meeting where they were trying to figure out what to do with their replacement for Randy Jorgensen, who's retiring here shortly. So Jeff Snow and Roxanne Meese, they want to get somebody else. They want to have at least a second person to entertain as an interview candidate for the finalists. And so he says, hey, I want to amend this. I don't want to just have Scott Collins. I want to get Ed Spears in here as well.
It doesn't mean that you don't want to interview Mr. Spears if something doesn't work out with Mr. Collins. That still can happen. Okay, it failed. The amendment failed.
That cheering, which is for some reason muted by their audio system in Milton. I'm not quite sure why it works that way, but it does. You don't keep picking up the ambient off of their microphone. But in any case, the cheering in the crowd was the sort of anti-Randy, anti-wastewater treatment plant, I'm assuming, anti-Ed Spears wing of the public. Okay, and so they're cheering because that's their win. They got Ed out of the running. So then somebody moves for Scott Collins, which is back to the original motion. That's you had Marilyn Farrow and Matt Jarrett, who's almost never at the meetings and did show up last night only long enough to do this and then had to leave for some emergency. It's kind of funny. You know, he barely qualifies for attendance, but he was a part of this conversation. And I'm glad he did. Okay, if you're only going to show up, this is a good one to show up for.
Essentially, voting yes means you agree with Mr. Collins being number one, I suppose. And it passed 8-0. All right.
There you go. So Scott Collins is the pick. Unless something happens really weird in the in-person interview coming up on, let's see, that'd be Monday, I think. Yeah, the 11th. Maybe Tuesday. Maybe I have my Tuesday, sorry. Anyway, that'll be it. We'll be all done here. I said there would be drama in all of this. Very little drama in all of this, except for if you understand the storyline going on behind the scenes, okay? And that's why I wanted to focus on it a little bit. Here's just my thoughts, okay? Just my thoughts. You had Heather Lindsay explained that she's known Ed Spears a long time, and the reason she didn't put him on her list of finalists was because he doesn't have city manager experience. Well, how do you get city manager experience? Somebody's got to hire you when you don't have it yet, or else, you know, there are only so many people who can have the job. But okay, fine. The thing that I don't understand about this process is it seems to me like if you're going to go from 50 down to 8, great. If you're going to go from 8 down to 2 or 3, great. And by the way, they did a, like, who do you like other than Scott Collins? And Ed Spears was clearly the number 2 pick for a lot of people, and then there were some other folks as well. But it would have clearly been the two of them in the final running. When they did this cull down to 8, they made sure to add back in a guy named Zimmerman because I thought he'd be a great candidate. Everybody was very excited about making sure he was in the process. And then somehow in the interviews, he did not make anybody's list of finalists. Because you can find out from talking to somebody that they're not your person. And it seems weird to me that you would give candidates pre-scripted interview questions. You know, we're going to ask you these 8 questions and then you're going to answer. And that only on the basis of that you'd make a final choice. I would rather talk to a couple because, you know, if you've ever done hiring, like, or you've ever been an employee who goes through a process of getting hired, talk, you know, the piece of paper is different than the talk on Zoom, and the talk on Zoom or the telephone is different than the meeting in person. You know, you can love somebody on the phone and then find out in person, oh no, I can't do this, right? And so it's a weird thing to decide to go all the way to one. It would have made more sense to me to go to two or three, which is what Jeff and Roxanne were pushing for. But we'll see. I mean, maybe he's going to turn out to be great. Everybody's going to be happy, and it's going to be wonderful, happy unicorn rainbows from now on. We'll see. 720 on News Radio 92.3. The other question is, of course, how long will Ed Spears stay? Maybe he stays a long time. You know, maybe he's fine being number two. Maybe he stays just long enough to find out whether Scott Collins is going to, A, get the job, and then, B, work out, because he's clearly wanting to move into, you know, the actual leadership position. Or maybe he figures, like, I got family here, I've got ties here, my wife's here, and we're just going to, I'm going to do this, and it's fine. You know, I don't know. You know, we'll have to ask him, I guess. 437-1620. It's 721 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And this History of the Blues is brought to you by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
Being chosen to fly with the Blue Angels is a great honor and a career-topping assignment, but it is not without risk. Since 1946, 263 fighter pilots have flown with the Blues, and 19 of them were killed while flying with the team. The fatality rate of 7.2% far exceeds that of the Navy's overall fleet. On October 28, 1999, Lieutenant Commander Kieran O'Connor was flying the two-seat No. 7 jet during circle and arrival maneuvers in Valdosta, Georgia. In the back seat was Lieutenant Kevin Colling, who had just been selected to join the team for the following season. The plane went down, and both pilots perished. In April 2007, the Blue Angels were performing at the Marine Corps Air Station in Beaufort, South Carolina, when Lieutenant Commander Kevin Davis in the No. 6 jet reported by radio that he was out of position for a rendezvous with the other five jets. He pulled a 6.8G turn in an effort to catch up with his teammates. But Davis had insufficient airspeed and altitude to maintain flight control and was killed in the crash. Because it was so early in the season, former Blue Angel Lieutenant Commander Craig Olson, who had previously flown both No. 5 and No. 6 solo positions, was brought back to the Blues for the remainder of the 2007 season. 9 years would pass without a fatality, but on June 2, 2016, Marine Corps Captain Jeff Koos was practicing the Split S maneuver for the Great Tennessee Air Show in Smyrna when his jet hit the earth. Although he ejected, he did not survive. The Blue Angels were grounded when a budget battle in Washington resulted in significant cuts to the Defense Department. On March 1, 2013, the Navy announced the cancellation of the Blue Angels season after just two air shows. The team resumed flying in 2014. The Blue Angels' 2015 season saw their first female aviator on the team when Marine Corps Captain Katie Higgins, a 2008 graduate of the Naval Academy, began flying in the flight deck of Fat Albert, the Lockheed Martin C-130 Hercules. April 2017 was a busy month at Sherman Field on board NAS Pensacola as the Blue Angels hosted two flight demonstration teams. Early in the month, the Blues were joined for a few days by the French Air Force's flight demonstration team, the 8-plane Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That occurred just days after they and the Blues performed at the Sun and Fun International Fly-In at Lakeland, Florida. 2 weeks later, the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds visited for 3 days of joint training exercises that concluded with the two teams performing a combined flyover along Pensacola Beach. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels flight demonstration is a spectacular sight. Come along as we attend an air show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Join Autism Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel Monday at 9. Executive Director Mary McClellan will be here to talk about Sensory Street. This year's event, presented by Bear Family Foundation, will be at the Downtown Museum of Commerce on July 14th and 15th. This free event has lots of activities for the entire family. Learn more about Sensory Street on Monday, beginning at 9, with the Pensacola Expert Panel and Autism Pensacola.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's summertime, and that means it's barbecue time. So for the best selection of meats, it's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. From baby back ribs to Wagyu brisket, pork butts and shoulders, to chicken and all types of exotic meats to put on the grill. At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find meat rubs and spices, as well as a large selection of fine wine, cheeses, and great deli items to add to your summer cookout fun. Call ahead for your sandwich pickups, too. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. It's a great place to meet up and wine all you want. Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, on the west side of Pensacola.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Someone recently asked me, do you believe in guardian angels? And my answer is yes, but only for the Christian. In a rhetorical question, Hebrews 1:14 explains that angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So Christian person, since you're saved, an angel has been sent forth to minister to you. And remember, Psalm 103 explains that angels excel in strength. Angels are colossal beings. They are greater in power and might than the strongest of men. However, as strong as angels are, Jesus is stronger. As wonderful as it is to think about the many ways that angels serve us, Jesus served us in a far greater way by giving his life a ransom for us. Angels are created beings, and they're wonderful, but Jesus is the eternal creator God. So rejoice in Jesus today.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
A place to stay informed about what's happening locally and find a deep sense of belonging and community. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Must admit, I wasn't expecting an invitation back.
They're called orders, Maverick.
Good morning, 727 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Blue Angels Week. Of course, the Blues fly today at 2. Tomorrow, the Civilian Air Show goes on from noon to 2, the practice, and then the Blues fly again at 2. And then Saturday, the full-blown show, 10 to 2 for the Civilian X, and then 2 to about 2:45 for the Blue Angels. We will be on the beach broadcasting from 11 a.m. until 3 on Saturday. Tammy Martin and I will be doing that, and then Greg McWhirter and I will be doing that. We'll have a great time. And then you can listen to the Blue Angels, of course, as well. Their music, their narration. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping and disabled vehicle and shoulder in front of a rest stop. This is in Milton before exit 31, I-10 eastbound. Says it's moved off to the side, but parked at a weird angle, so be careful if you come right up on it. Not showing any other slowdowns. Looks like 98 accident free. Not showing any problems on 90. Like I said, this is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They are big enough to get the job done and small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for your no hassle estimate. If you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in Beijing today on a mission to find common ground between the U.S. and China. Her visit comes amid simmering tensions that have prompted both sides to reconsider the commercial and investment ties that have defined the relationship. Former President Trump's campaign says campaign contributions nearly doubled from the first into the second quarter of 2023. The campaign's fundraising efforts have focused on Trump's recent indictments. And a new study says a giant plume of magma could be splitting Africa in half. Scientists from Virginia and New Mexico have been studying the East African Rift Valley, and they say they've recorded new movements in the East African continental rift that they say are driven by superheated rock rising up from beneath the Earth's surface.
splitting the continent in half?
That's what they're saying, potentially.
Otisville. Nobody Superman? Nobody remembers Otisville?
Don't remember that one, no.
Destroy half of California and push it off into the sea and make Lex Luthor's properties and then Otis. Okay, just me. Fair enough. David, thanks for the update. 7:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of that, just kind of, I don't know, not speaking of Superman, but the U.S. Navy made two interdiction efforts to protect two oil tankers that the Iranian Navy was getting ready to try to take, basically. And what we did is we showed up with our USS McFall, a destroyer, and said, no, you don't. And they said, no, we don't. We're just kidding. Just kidding. I didn't mean it. I fired guns at them, but I'm just kidding. Freedom of navigation, people. Key mission for the Navy.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Biden administration's appealing a federal judge's order limiting contact with social media companies.
A judge's order prevents the Biden administration from communicating with social media companies over content surrounding COVID-19, claiming the administration overreached in its efforts to stop disinformation. Now, after the White House repeatedly said Wednesday it disagrees with the decision, believing it took reasonable actions, the Department of Justice is appealing the ruling.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Two firefighters were killed in a cargo ship fire in Newark, New Jersey.
There's about 5,000 cars on a boat, just to get a perspective of what we're talking about here. It's a very huge structure that these guys had to breach.
Newark Mayor Roz Baraka. At least four people have been killed in Russian missile strikes on an apartment building in Lviv, Ukraine. Dozens of people heard. Ukraine's President Zelensky says the response will be strong. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It's 80 and sunny in Pensacola. Absolutely beautiful morning. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. This week's Pensacola Beach Air Show is a milestone for the man whose job it is to make sure that everything comes together and that the skies are clear. Retired Marine Corps Major Paul Entrekin is celebrating 30 seasons now being the air boss. He tells Channel 3 that the work for this year's show started as soon as last year's show came to a close.
There are performers to book and coordinate and make sure that our schedules mesh and that we get the lineup that we want. Same thing with the Blues. We're on their schedule. They're on ours. Tremendous amounts of coordination with the first responders.
So as the national anthem begins on Saturday to kick off the show, make sure you check out that AirBoss platform. You'll see Entrekin on his headset, of course, as he has now for the last 30 years. And if you're headed out to Pensacola Beach today for the practice air show, which starts at 2 o'clock, the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce says their Visitor Information Center is going to serve as a cooling shelter for the beach air show starting today. It be open through Saturday for all the air shows. It'll be open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. The Visitor Information Center, located just north of the Pensacola Beach Ball in the teal and white building. Lifeguards say that they had a relatively quiet holiday weekend at the beach. Safety Chief Dave Greenwood says lifeguards only reported one water rescue involving an individual that had pre-existing conditions.
Gulf of Mexico is not a swimming pool. It varies in depth. There are currents. Sometimes currents are strong, sometimes they're not. So always be aware when you're in the water. Green, we fly a green flag sometimes, and green does not mean safe.
And Greenwood says that person just fell in the water and wasn't able to get back up. Bystanders helped them out. Lifeguards assisted as well once that person had made it back to shore. Well, we're all waiting to see if that 1840s era sword that was found in the Gulf recently is the real deal. That includes Dr. Judy Bentz, the former president of UWF, who still teaches archaeology. And she tells Channel 3, based on her experience, she didn't think the sword looked corroded enough to have been in the water for 150 years.
What happens with metal, especially steel, in salt water is it corrodes and it forms a hard casing around the actual artifact. And that happens pretty quick.
And the Florida Public Archaeology Network says they're currently working to determine if the sword is legitimate. They say if it is real, it has the looks of a cavalry sword from the 1840s era. A teenager's been hurt after a fireworks accident in Broward County. Lauderhill Fire Rescue says a 13-year-old was trying to light a firework. This happened yesterday morning, and it exploded in his hand. Parts of his fingers on his right hand had to be amputated. He was also treated for burns. Family members dispute Fire Rescue's version of events, though. The boy's grandmother and cousin tell Local 10 News he was cleaning up and thought the firework was dead when it actually went off. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. And let's see if we can get a look here at our traffic on the fives.
All right, as we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays. 98 accident free. Not showing any problems on 87. It looks like I-10 and I-110 flowing freely too. Not showing any issues. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms through those afternoon hours, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. Our rain chance continues on Friday, mainly in the afternoon, with a 70% chance of rain. High on Friday near 92 degrees, dropping overnight near 78 degrees. We're going to be seeing your typical summertime pattern for the weekend, with afternoon showers and thunderstorms, temperatures topping out in the low 90s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
80 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. JetBlue Airways says it won't appeal a federal judge's decision to block the budget carrier's Northeast partnership with American Airlines. Instead, JetBlue says it will focus on a planned acquisition of rival budget carrier Spirit Airlines, a deal that's already been challenged by the Justice Department. But American Airlines is not letting go as easily. It's still planning to challenge that decision to block the JetBlue partnership. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has arrived in China today for a four-day trip with one big goal: finding common ground as the rivalry between the world's economic superpowers intensifies. Yellen has outlined three economic priorities for the U.S.-China relationship: securing national security interests and protecting human rights, fostering mutually beneficial growth, and cooperating on global challenges like climate change and debt distress. On Wall Street, futures are lower as investors consider the Federal Reserve's next moves with its pace of interest rate hikes. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be. And that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Duty, honor. You chose to put on the uniform, to go when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve our way of life. At Peden, we're proud to serve all those who serve our country, to be there when called upon, to get the job done, to preserve your way of life. It's a badge of honor to be helping our military, our veterans, and their families. You gave an oath to protect our homeland. It's our mission to protect your home.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Bad boys, what you want, what you gonna do? When Sheriff John Brown comes
morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay at 7:39. I did just get a note in from Mayor Reeves. He says about the bridge lights. The issue is that the Coast Guard has not approved the night use of the lights. There was an approval in 2017, but then the Coast Guard changed its policy on this stuff in 2019. And ours is still grandfathered in and will be resolved, but right now there's some difficulty back and forth. So he says FDOT is working diligently to get them up and going. That's why we don't have lights going for 4th of July and Blue Angels weekend, which we will eventually in the future. So just got an update on that from Mayor Reeves. So I appreciate the information. 7:40 on News Radio 92.3. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He always joins us on a Thursday. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew and Candy.
Good morning. So good to have you. So apparently we've had a shooting that I had not heard reported anywhere else at Community Maritime Park. Is that right?
Yeah, that happened late on the 4th of July in the parking lot. There was a couple of vehicles involved. Shots were fired into one vehicle and an individual was hit in the arm. The injuries are not life-threatening and our investigators are currently working on that. But you know, besides that, it was a quiet evening. We had a lot of fireworks calls, which we always do, and eventually we get around to all of them. Besides that, it was a quiet evening, and everything went well downtown.
So, I mean, it was at the 4th of July. It was accidental. It was on purpose. We don't know. It was at the Community Maritime Park for, like, at the Sparks and Stars, or Stars and Sparks, kind of that vicinity, or?
No, it was much later. Everybody had left downtown.
Okay.
It was much later. Much later than that.
Okay. I mean, my natural question is, what were they doing there, you know, late at night after the 4th of July? But I guess this is part of what you're trying to figure out still?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to figure out the motive and those involved. And you know, if we get more information, we'll certainly get back with everybody on that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I understand we've also had a string of vehicle burglaries again. We seem to have this often. What's going on here?
Well, and it spikes in the summertime. You know, when school's out, we seem to have more of them. We had several vehicles, and I don't want to say they were broken into because that's not true. They were entered because they were, you can guess it, they were unlocked. And these burglaries occurred off of Bayou Boulevard and subdivisions there and also off of Scenic Highway. There were several of them in one single night, and unfortunately, a firearm was stolen. So, but this time, investigators have leads. They're working hard on this, and we do anticipate some arrest in this very soon. So, you know, we've said it a lot. Sheriff Simmons has said it a lot, just to please, please, please lock your doors, because if they haven't made it to your subdivision or your apartment complex yet, they're going to sooner or later. And they're going to pull handles, and if your car is locked, they're going to move on to the next one. If it's unlocked, they're going to rummage through it and see what they can find.
Wow. I mean, all I can think about is at least it's not San Francisco. I don't know if you've seen the stories out of San Francisco where roaming gangs of teenagers with bats are robbing moms and bashing car windows in for tourists that are just stopped for 20, you know, like 10 minutes at the big park there to take. I mean, like, it's genuinely crazy street crime going on there. So, thank goodness we don't have that. But yeah, lock your door. Lock your door. Lock your door. How many times do we have to tell folks, right? One of the things I wanted to ask you about, this is more of just like a follow-up on something that you and I had talked about a while back. One of the mayor's budget items in the carryover last year, I remember, was to upgrade the armored vehicle. The SWAT had basically been operating. Their response vehicle was what I would very charitably describe as a decrepit plumber's van. I mean, it really was not good. Where do we stand on getting that vehicle replaced?
Well, they're still working on that, and you're right. One of the first things that Mayor Reeves did, he came down, he toured the station, he looked around and saw that van, and he was not impressed with that at all, and has vowed to take care of that problem. So that's in the works to get that armored vehicle. You know, that's something that when you need it right now. We've been fortunate that the Sheriff's Department has made theirs available. But again, seconds matter in situations like that. So hopefully we will have ours soon. And, you know, now that that's on my mind, last week we were talking about the naming of the new street sweepers and Kevin, which, you know, we were kind of hoping one of those would be Kevin.
Right.
I don't see why we can't, when we get this vehicle, I don't see why we can't name that Kevin. What do you think?
Well, okay, I do have a sort of a point of order question. I don't know the answer to this. Was Chrisman ever the commanding officer of the SWAT team?
Yeah, so I mean that's what I mean. Why don't we just slap a Kevin decal on it and be done with it? So I mean it's for so many reasons. Not only that, but again, Kevin is just a cool name, and that's a cool vehicle. And so yeah, what are your thoughts?
You don't think Coverdale? You don't?
Well, we can, you know, when we get another vehicle sooner or later, a command vehicle will be needed, and maybe that one will be called Matt.
If he's listening right now, he's passed out. I just made him pass out. All right, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week?
Well, actually, this one I came across, and I was really disappointed in some of my heroes where they placed, but it was the top TV cops and where they rank, the top of all time. And I want to see if you can guess who's number one, and then I'll read you the top 10 and a couple of honorable mentions.
Oh gosh. I mean, my brain goes immediately to like Ponch and John, but I mean, maybe like some detective, I don't know, Starsky and Hutch or Columbo. I'm trying to think of like, you know, beat cop, street cop, patrol cop, detective. I don't know. I'm curious. What do you got?
Okay, so number 10 was Virgil Tibbs from In the Heat of the Night.
Okay.
Number 9 was Lenny Briscoe. Lenny Briscoe, and number 8 was Frank Bullitt. I don't know who either one of those guys are.
Lenny Briscoe's from SB, from Law & Order.
Okay, all right.
Ah, okay. I didn't watch that one. So coming in at number 7 was Martin Riggs. Number 6, Joe Friday. Number 5, Jim Malone. Number 4,
what's Jim
Kojak.
Malone? Who's that?
Number 3, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just reading. And for him to make a top 5, again, I'm kind of disappointed. Number 4 was Kojak. Oh. Number 3 was John McClane. Number 2, you got close, Andrew, was Frank Colombo.
All right.
And number 1 was Harry Callahan came in at number 1.
Oh, Harry Callahan. Okay. Who is, let's
Dirty
just say,
Harry Callahan.
Not exactly the prototypical model of modern policing. Can I just say
no,
it that
not
way?
Not at all. And you know, and my, most of the TV myths that we talk about
yeah.
on Thursdays come from the movies that he participated in. But a few honorable mentions: number 14 was Andy Taylor. Number 20 was Sonny Crockett.
Oh.
25, Martin Brody. Martin Brody comes in at number 25. Number 31 was Walker, Texas Ranger.
All right.
This one broke my heart. My hero, Buford T. Justice, came in at 46.
What?
Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Right. What about Roscoe? Where's Roscoe yeah. rank?
He came in at number 51, and a lieutenant from one of the best dramas ever made on television, Hill Street Blues, Captain Frank Perillo, came in at 63.
Oh, that's way down the list. But that is an interesting and unusual list. I will put it that way. Who ranked higher on the list? Martin Riggs or I forget Danny Glover's character all of a sudden. Murtaugh. Who was higher, Murtaugh or Riggs?
Riggs was higher.
Riggs was higher. Okay. Well, I suppose that's fair.
Yeah, Murtaugh didn't make the top. Didn't make the top 20. And you know who? There's a bunch of well knowns that didn't even make it. So Steve McGarrett is one of those.
All right. Interesting list. That's exactly the kind of stuff I'm looking for from you. Mike Wood, he is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thanks for keeping us informed. In this case, keeping us a little bit entertained as well, and for keeping us safe. I appreciate the work, sir.
Thank you.
748 News Radio 92.3. Candy. Oh, did we skip you for traffic? I think we did.
That's okay. No, we were talking about...
Did you do traffic?
Not yet.
And, sorry.
No. Woodbine is backed up. There was an accident earlier, and I don't think this is the same reason because that was cleared away, but Woodbine is backed up now heading to 90. Southbound backed up past Ace Hardware. Again, Woodbine backed up heading to 90 southbound past Ace Hardware right now. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a great expert to have in your corner. The kind of person where, you know, like, I don't know, I don't know how you think about it, but here's how I think about it. I would rather go to a mechanic who has serviced a couple hundred cars last year than just a couple. I would rather go to a doctor who's performed a couple hundred surgeries than just a couple. I would, you know, just generally speaking, repetition produces experience, produces expertise, right? Well, she sold 230 homes last year. That means she knows the market. She knows the process. She knows the kinds of hiccups that you're likely to encounter. She can know how to avoid those hiccups and also how to navigate through them if they do come up. And it's all the, like, weird, silly little stuff. Like, what color is really hot right now in terms of selling your house for the kitchen? You know, if you're thinking about repainting. And, you know, what landscaping really will work better for that curb appeal? You might not know. She will definitely know. And that's the point. You want an expert in your corner who can guide you through this and get you the best results selling or buying a home. That's Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Summertime is here, and with it comes the beautiful summer weather. Hey, it's Brent Lane with Fishbine Orthodontics. I'm excited to share some hot summer savings. Fishbine Orthodontics is offering a special summertime deal, a low down payment of just $149 for braces or Invisalign. Come see Fishbine at 8 convenient locations. Go to the website at fishortho.com to book your consultation. That's fishortho.com to begin your journey to a beautiful smile today.
Hi, this is Janet Keller, owner of Flightline Realty and Property Management Company. We are a veteran-owned business at Flightline and here to serve you. We salute the tradition of the Blue Angels Beach Show and all who make it happen. We can serve all of your property management and real estate needs. From home rentals to purchases, we'll make it a smooth flight. Not sure which direction to go? We'll help direct the Flightline. Check us out at our website at flightlinerealtypensacola.com. Again, that's flightlinerealtypensacola.com.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. The University Commons is located in the heart of the UWF Pensacola campus and is home to over 126,000 square feet of usable event space, providing a welcomed home to events both large and small. Join Kenyatta Cox on the Pensacola Expert Panel as she shares more about the UWF Commons and why you should host your next event in this landmark building. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks. Lieutenant, what were you doing there?
Communicating. Keeping up foreign relations. I was, you know, giving him the bird.
You know, the finger.
Yes, I know the finger, Goose.
I'm sorry, I hate it when it does that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs. Couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
One exception to the no country music rule. Honoring country legends when they pass away or Blue Angels. That's it. That's my exception.
They are the country artists are some of the nicest people you ever want to meet.
I have so many times had people lobby me, Andrew, you would love country music. It's your values.
I didn't think I would either.
Yeah. Anyway.
I liked working with Brent, and I was like, oh, great. But it's great, man. There's a lot of rich history. We'll talk about that one day.
That's great for those who do. I'll just put it that way. It's great for those who do. 754 on News Radio 92.3. You know, probably, to tell the truth, I'll be honest. My stepdad, who is now into country music, lives in Tennessee, and he was my influence for classic rock. He's the guy who got me into classic rock and Styx and, yeah, I mean, God, everything. Doobie Brothers, Kiss, all of that. If he had been into country back then, my whole path of life might have been well different.
No, my parents were into country. And then my new dad, Brent Lane, was really into country.
Can you imagine me?
I'm his oldest gal.
Can you imagine me if everything you know musically about me was just country love, country music love? I can't even imagine.
But it is great.
Where's your Nine Inch Nails and your Depeche Mode now, son? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Don't worry, Andrew. We'll get you in the country club one of these days.
Yeah. Hey, David is a country guy.
I am. That's right.
You can have my rock when you can pull them out of my dead clenched fists. Can have my
yeah,
rock
it's gonna
albums.
Be real tough for David.
New York City might be housing migrants in empty school buildings for the summer. Sources telling the New York Post that Mayor Eric Adams' administration has now compiled a list of school buildings that are expected to be empty to house the migrants. Still no deal between UPS and the Teamsters Union. A majority of the UPS workers voted to authorize a strike if there's no deal by the end of the month, and economists say that could be a major disruption to the economy if it happens. And the Biden administration pushing for new gun restrictions in addition to an assault weapons ban. The president also says he wants to end immunity for gun makers. Experts say that would be very bad for the firearms industry.
If the federal immunity ban was lifted, gun manufacturers would be sued forever.
And that is Professor Josh Blackman. Of course, after Sandy Hook, victims' family sued Remington that made the firearm used. That was settled for $73 million. And then shortly after, the manufacturer declared bankruptcy.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a simple premise, right? David, thanks so much for the update. You can sue a business that makes a product when the product is made defectively, right? You know, you can sue somebody who makes a car that blows up when you hit it just the wrong way when the left turn signal is on. You know, for instance, not, you know, just imagining a case. And you can sue somebody who makes a product where they know it's unsafe, but they don't disclose the nature of the unsafety. Like, you know, for example, the addictive properties of cigarettes, right? I mean, those are cases that make sense. The problem with guns is you'd be talking about suing them for making a product that works the way it's designed to work, the way that everybody knows that it's going to work, to do the thing that you bought it to do. You're now talking about suing a company for making a product that you know what the product is. And that's nuts. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense legally. That's why the protection against suing them is there. Now, if they engage in, you know, they make an unsafe product or they make a product that they, you know, they market in a way that is deceptive or manipulative or something like that, I could see lawsuits in that vicinity. But just as a, you know, you made a gun that kills people, what do you think a gun is made for? I mean, it's amazing. 757 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? Oh, I don't want to put too much stock in this because anytime, like, new study comes out and it tells you unusual things, I don't want to lean too heavily on that because, you know, good science takes a while and science can change its mind. That's actually a virtue of science, not a defect. But, okay, study that comes out of Sendai, Japan, shows that people who maintain good dental hygiene, as in you brush your teeth a lot and you floss, okay, but brushing in particular, scientists in Japan have found that individuals who practice good oral hygiene, such as regular brushing, had more neurons in the hippocampus, the part of the brain that's essential for memory, and the research seems to correlate gum disease and tooth loss, which are two byproducts of, you know, partially genetics, but also not having a good oral hygiene regime, and reduced gray matter in the brain, declining mental health. They say the early indicators of this research are that maybe taking care of your teeth better and having more regular dental visits might be a way to ward off the effects of Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia. Chewing also. Chewing stimulates blood and oxygen flow to the head, promoting brain health. Tooth loss, on the other hand, might lead to unhealthy eating habits as well. So there's a lot of sort of, it might not cause the thing directly, but it might indirectly cause the thing. You know, if you have troubled teeth, you eat differently. Maybe the way you eat differently causes you to have brain problems. But basically, they looked at 172 Japanese participants, 67 years of age average, who didn't have memory problems. Those with mild gum disease, tooth loss, was linked with a faster rate of brain shrinkage in the left hippocampus, crucial for language and word recall. Same phenomena identified in those with severe gum disease who had more teeth. So gum disease and or tooth loss is correlated with it, and it's in the Journal of Neurology. So like I said, I mean, it's early to say, but, you know, if your dentist says, or even with your kids maybe, you know, getting into a good oral hygiene routine will be good for them for their teeth and gums, but also good for the brain maybe long term. Just an extra reason to sell you on brush and floss every day, multiple times a day.
Local news.